This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you back here on a Saturday. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Those of you on NESN, we welcome you. Sorry about the other night. Marquee Sports Network in Chicago as well. Michael Lombardi on vacation. He'll be back soon. Scott Seidenberg sitting in for him. Let's get to, we've got Samich coming up, who's great with the hockey and the ponies. He's going to give us a few plays coming up in just a little bit, Scott. But let's set up this number, Game 2, Stanley Cup Final. Mm-hmm. And I do respect that you didn't add the S because puckheads get very upset it's when you call it the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, come on. I used to do pre and post for the Stanley Cup Final. I knew.
Yeah,
I know,
growing
I
up
know
in Detroit with the Red Wings, you could tell if a hockey fan was a hockey fan if they added the S. Save it. Tampa Bay, Colorado, Game 2. So extra days rest, of course, with the Stanley Cup Final. This number opens somewhere like right around 150-ish. I saw it get bet up to 165, but we've seen some buyback on Tampa here. Most books, you got your numbers open as well. Most books back down to 150, 155-ish. There you see it. Lightning coming back the other way, plus 135. You and I are both looking at this total of 6. Of course, game 1, 4-3 overtime winner for the Avs. Vasilevsky needs to be better. His goals saved above expected, not great in game 1. Of course, you know, Kemper not necessarily great either. Let's start with your cap. Lightning, Avs, Game 2, Stanley Cup Final.
I'm on the Lightning and I'm on the under. If you watching that Game 1 and the Avalanche came out like a buzzsaw, and they were. They were faster. They were just incredible, the amount of opportunities that they had. And some would argue it could have been worse than a 3-1
totally
score
agree.
After the first period. And I texted a couple of buddies of mine, you know, everyone's in their old gambling group chat. And I was like, this is going to be an ugly game. Like, I thought this was headed towards like a 5-1
I told you, late 2.5
final.
In game.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I thought. And credit to John Cooper, who's a future Hall of Fame coach, for what he did, the adjustments they made in the first intermission, because the Lightning completely changed the game in the second period. They shrunk the ice. They clogged up the neutral zone. They didn't allow some free entries into the zone. And Vasilevsky was himself. He was great. Second period, third period. If you just watch that game in the second and third period, you would come away with the idea that, you know what? These teams are really close, and maybe the Lightning are a little bit better because of the goaltending edge, right? So if you just take the first period out of the equation, and I know you can't, but it should be a much more even series than what we saw in game 1. I expect the Lightning to come out much better, play better in the first period. I love this game to go under. I think it's going to be very tightly contested, and I was on the Lightning to win the series beforehand.
Plus 155-ish, somewhere in there?
No. Because it's not good. Instead of playing the Lightning in the series, you play the Conn Smythe winner.
Who'd you play?
Well, at first, I played Andre Vasilevsky. Okay? Well, full disclosure, because I'm an honest guy. I played Igor Shesterkin like 2 months ago, and that didn't work out for me. But
sorry, Rangers fans.
Yeah. So I did bet Andre Vasilevsky at the start of the series. And my mentality was, it's, keep in mind, it's the MVP of the playoffs, not the MVP of the final.
Yep.
And you have to take into consideration everything he did, including the four-game sweep over the Panthers, the highest scoring team in the NHL, and everything that he did to limit them. And the four final wins against the Rangers were incredible.
Yep.
And if they are to beat Colorado, they're going to need Vasilevskiy to be great. So I figured the guy won it last year, despite Braden Point having an incredible postseason. He's going to win it this year. I have changed my tune. I have changed.
Pray tell.
Nikita Kucherov.
That was French, by the way, for those of you at home. Please.
Nikita Kucherov is absolutely live to win this award.
Oh, he's, yeah, absolutely.
If the Lightning win. And what people don't realize about this kid, he's like 27, 28 years old, is that he is about 50 points away in the postseason from being top five all time.
It's crazy.
In points career in the playoffs. That's two postseasons. Now, it helps when you go to the Stanley Cup final three consecutive years because he had 30-something points, 30-something points. Now he's got 24 points. So if they keep going to the Stanley Cup final, it's an extra round to play. He's going to get extra rounds. He's going to get more points. So maybe it's not the next 2 years, but in the next couple of years, if he stays healthy and Tampa stays good, he's going to finish top five career all-time playoff points. I know that this is not like a firm handicap. It's not like an X's and O's handicap. But these writers are human. And we argue about this all the time where, oh, they just give it to the face of the team. They don't really look at things like, look at what happened in the NCAA tournament, right? Mm-hmm. There was no reason Abaji should have been the tournament most outstanding player. But thinking about this Stanley Cup final, if, and it's a big, it's an if right now, of course, if the Lightning win, there could be a sentiment amongst the writers that vote for this award to give it to Nikita Kucherov as a culmination of the last three seasons. We acknowledge what you did, scoring 34 points a couple of years ago when Victor Hedman was the Conn Smythe. We acknowledge what you did last year when Andrei Vasilevskiy won the Conn Smythe.
And does now, it really count against Montreal? No offense.
And now the team wins their third Stanley Cup in a row. It might be a share the love type thing, and they give it to Vasilevskiy. So it's kind of like each unit of the team has a taste of this award. So I bought in on Nikita Kucherov at 6-1 to win the Conn Smythe.
Let's keep those Conn Smythe numbers up, Scott. You know, I thought it was Tampa Bay just took that first to adjust to Colorado's speed.
Yeah.
And the way they go defense to offense is ridiculous. You know, you mentioned Vasilevskiy. He is, after a loss in the postseason, he's 4-1. The save percentage goes way up, so he always adjusts. I mean, he's a modern-day Ron Hextall. I mean, he's Brodeur, Patrick Waugh. He's that good, and he's huge.
Nice of you to put Hextall in that mix, in that conversation.
Hextall had a nice little window.
Yeah. So did Tom Barrasso, but come on.
Dominic Hasek. Okay, whoever you want. Mike Vernon. You want me to keep going? Chris Osgood. The idea of Vasilevskiy, it's also, he's physically imposing. He's got to be 6'3 without skates on, so he's huge. And, you know, Kemper was, metrics back up an improvement for him as well. The best defense in hockey in front of him, Colorado's defense is probably, Makar, obviously, offensively, he's great, but defensively, he's great as well.
And that's where I lean for Colorado. It's Makar over MacKinnon.
Makar's the best defenseman I've ever seen.
Adam Fox of the Rangers.
Nicky Lidstrom. skill-wise is what I'm saying. Speed.
Oh, he does it all.
Offensively, he is the best defenseman. He's a new-age defenseman.
Yes, of course. And I think that Adam Fox is actually a really good comparison because they're very similar where these defensemen now are getting more involved offensively. And I do believe that Makar would be the guy over MacKinnon. He's got a couple more points right now. Maybe if MacKinnon scores more goals, it'll be something. But I think everything that you mentioned about his involvement defensively and then the fact that he does it all, mm-hmm. right? He's so important to their defense, but yet he's also important to their special teams. He's also important in, you know, engineering the offense. Makar, for me, would be the pick if Colorado wins.
Tampa Bay, 6 or fewer goals in 10 of their last 12 playoff games, 6 or fewer for 3 of 6. It's as far as the Avs, I love the under tonight. I mean, you know, took an overtime to get to that 7 in mm-hmm. game 1. I think these two teams tighten up a little bit. That first period, it was like an onslaught where I thought Tampa Bay looked a little rattled because Colorado. And remember, Colorado was so rested. So you kind of wondered that angle, rust versus rest.
Yeah, we felt a lot of people feared that. I feared it.
I know pros that were all over Tampa in the first period.
Look at what happened in game one in the Eastern Conference final when the Rangers beat up on the Lightning because the Lightning had that long layoff, right? And people thought that was going to be the same thing, that Colorado coming in was going to be a little bit rusty.
But to your point that you made earlier about the Warriors, and you know, it's intangible, it's nebulous. We can't, I don't know how to measure championship pedigree, but that's what you saw with Tampa Bay against the Rangers, and that's what you saw in game one where they bounced back.
So here's my handicap on this series. This is why I like the Lightning in this series. We have seen them, not just this year, but in the past, deal with adversity. And then in this year, we've seen them deal with adversity. They go a long series with Toronto, hard-fought series. Yeah, they had the sweep against Florida, but they're down 2-0 against the Rangers and rally back and win. We have not seen Colorado deal with adversity.
Colorado's 12-2.
Exactly.
13-2 in the postseason.
And finally this year, they get over the hump, right? They've been the best. They've been one of the best teams in the NHL over the past 3, 4, 5 years. But every year, they're being eliminated early. So they finally get over the hump. We have not seen this team deal with adversity. And if Tampa were to win this game tonight, and then Tampa wins game three in Tampa and has a 2-1 lead, and Tampa's a small favorite on home ice in game four, how does Colorado deal with that pressure?
If Tampa wins today, series price, my assumption is the Avs still favored.
Small
favorite.
130.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the adjustment's 125-ish, 135-ish, somewhere in there.
Tampa's going to be a small favorite on home ice in game three.
I would agree. By the way, John Cooper, little fun fact. You know who his best friend is?
No.
Charles Barkley.
Really?
I think they like to get loose together. You know what I'm saying?
That is.
Have a couple of cocktails. Isn't that odd?
That is interesting. Playing golf and gambling? Like, what are they doing?
I don't know if they're best, like, just to be careful. I don't know if they're best friends, but very good friends. John Cooper, and you mentioned Hall of Famer. I mean, this is back-to-back. Again, Dallas and Montreal aren't going to scare you like Colorado does. This is the matchup. Colorado and Tampa Bay, this is the matchup we've wanted the last three seasons.
Sure. Two best teams, yeah.
Colorado.
You realize that over the last, what is it? I think it's 4 or 5 seasons, Tampa Bay's got the most regular season wins of anybody in the NHL combined. Colorado's third.
You know, and by the way, you just mentioned it, to get through the East. Toronto finished above Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Florida, to me, was the best team in the race. Watching Florida was just so much fun this year, and then got past a Rangers team that was flying. I mean, Tampa Bay is just tremendous. And by the way, that barn down in Tampa, underrated. It gets loud.
Emily, absolutely.
It gets loud.
And in the West, if Edmonton ever gets a goaltender.
And a defense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they don't play.
Well, Mike Smith's my age, to be fair. You're not going to win many Stanley Cups with a dude that's 40 plus in net. And it's just a waste of the talent in front of them, too. Edmonton,
yeah, they're so good.
You love to see when they're in the so mix. Good. All right, more hockey. Samich is going to join us next, professional handicapper. Also, we'll get some plays as far as the ponies are concerned. That was a request from Scott Seidenberg. He said, I want to do more horse racing.
Yeah, more pick fours and pick fives.
He knows what he's talking about. We continue here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, Santos was just pouring over the betting splits over at VSiN.com, and you can too. By the way, updated every 10 minutes. So very immediate. Today's games and future events. Of course, you can find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. All right, we got you back here. Game two, Stanley Cup Final. Of course, Tampa Bay, Colorado. Colorado, $1.50 opener. It's still sitting there. I mean, it got up to 165. A little buyback on Tampa as we welcome you back. Scott Seidenberg, of course, sitting in for Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. This is the Lombardi Line. I see Femi getting ready to go, grinding in the corner. He's coming up after us in about 45 minutes. We now head out to Florida and welcome in professional handicapper. When it comes to the ponies, there's nobody better. Mike Somich, racingdudes.com. But also, he's all over the hockey as well. Welcome, Mike, and good morning. We had a bookmaker, Carl Johnson, on before, and we were talking about puck line and whether or not to lay it. And I don't know if you have the data on you, but you specifically were telling me about that goalie being pulled earlier than historically that he's ever been pulled. What were the numbers as far as pulling the goalie earlier?
Yeah, I'm happy you brought this up. I actually dove a little bit deeper into this since we last talked on Thursday. So over the last 5 years, you've seen almost an 80% increase in the amount of empty net time. And you in the playoffs, you generally see NHL teams be even more aggressive because they want more of a chance to be able to score. And Colorado is one of those teams where when they are able to face a team that pulls their goalie, they're incredibly effective. If you go back and you look at Colorado's 15 games in the playoffs this year, five of them have gone to overtime. So we'll push those out. They lost one of those games to St. Louis. You've got nine regulation wins left. Eight of those nine games, they've covered the puck line. And that ninth game, they scored with 4 seconds left in the game against St. Louis. In those eight games where they covered the puck line, they have six empty net goals. So they are able to take advantage of that extra time from an empty net perspective. It's one of the reasons if I'm playing Colorado in this spot, I'm laying a goal and a half and taking that plus 175.
Does that scare you off the total at times? Because I was on the under in game one. Now it got burned in the first period, but I'm still on the under here in game two. But when you consider the empty net factor, does that scare you off a total a little bit?
It does. I mean, you can go back and you look at one of those games where you have Colorado and St. Louis. The game was 3-2, and you had two empty net goals in that game, push it over the 6.5 total in that. So because of this extra time, because Colorado is so effective, it does make you a little more hesitant to play the unders in these games. And if you see a 3-1 game, you're going to see Tampa pull their goalie with 4.5, 5 minutes in that spot. And all of a sudden, if Tampa gets one, it's 3-2. The goalie's back out of the net. Colorado gets one, it's 4-2. The goalie's back out of the net. It's just there's a lot of endgame scenarios that really make it tough on that six total. The flow of that first game, I think, supports the under. If you look at the expected goals, it was 3.3 for Colorado versus 1.92 for the Avalanche. So the flow and the opportunities definitely support that. And Vasilevsky played much better in the second and third period. So I would lean under here, but I am scared of that in-game scenario that we're talking about.
Oh, it's great data. Of course, Mike Somich joining us here. Scott Seidenberg sitting in for Michael Lombardi. You know, it's funny with that Rangers-Tampa Bay series. It felt like betting in 2000 with the 5, 5.5.
Yeah, back in
the kids, you don't know this. Back in the day, we used to bet into five totals juice to the under, remember? Yeah. So when you see these sevens popping up, this is not your dad's hockey like back in the day. And you and I were going, we were pressing in game on Colorado when they were just downhill early in that first period. Mike, it did appear Tampa just took a little bit of time to adjust to Colorado's speed. And then that championship medal, they obviously did adjust.
Yeah, they did a wonderful job in that second period. I mean, they really kind of weathered the storm after that first period. And the second period was much more even. There was a couple key moments. I mean, Vasilevskiy makes a huge save on Nichushkin right before you see that amazing play on the Lightning side to get the game down to 3-2. And then you have that kind of seeing eye wrister that gets through to make it 3-3. I thought Tampa played well in the game. But then you go to that third period, and we talk about the metal that we've seen from Tampa being able to respond. Well, I thought the Avalanche did a great job responding in the third, outshot Tampa 12-5 in that third period, and was able to really push back. And then that's something that you have to worry about, this Colorado team that just doesn't have the same experience that the Lightning does.
I'm on Tampa to win this series. I've made no, secrets about that. And I think if Colorado wins, Cale Makar is your Conn Smythe winner. But if it was Tampa, prior to the series, I bet Andrei Vasilevskiy. I felt that his performance in the entire postseason would warrant that. And what they would need from him to win this final would be the reason why he would win back-to-back Conn Smythes. But I have changed my tune. I have now placed a bet on Nikita Kucherov at 6-1 to be the Conn Smythe winner. I just look at the fact that the voters, if Tampa wins, might spread the love a little bit, share this. Hedman gets it year one, Vazzy last year, and they might give it to Kucherov this year. What's your lean on this trophy?
So I'm pretty heavy on Colorado. I bet them for the series before the series at minus 190, and I got it back in at minus 165. I laid the game and a half as well. I agree with your first take. I think that the way that Tampa wins this series is that Vasilevskiy absolutely stands on his head. I think he has to steal two, maybe three games in this series for them to be able to win, because I don't expect that downhill flow to change. If you look at the shot totals coming into this series, Colorado had 570 shots for and only 395 against. They almost went 2-1 in that first game against Tampa as well. From a shot perspective, Vasilevskiy is going to see a ton of rubber, and he's going to have probably three games where he keeps this Colorado team at one goal or less for them to be able to win. If that happens, I think Vasilevskiy is going to end up with the Conn Smythe. So if I was going Lightning, I would rather bet Vasilevskiy than bet the Lightning for the series at this point, because I think you're getting plus 600 versus, I think it's plus 240 right now.
Yeah,
for the series,
absolutely.
For Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We were talking, so adjusted series price after game one, and I think Scott brought up a pretty good number. Would you say, well, I'll lay it out. Abs right now, Avalanche minus 275, coming back the other way, Lightning plus 235. I asked Scott earlier if Tampa Bay wins today, Abs still favored, right? And he said, yeah, probably short, 135-ish. I think it might be 125-ish. What do you think the number, the adjusted number would be if Tampa wins today?
I would guess you're seeing somewhere between 135 and 145, somewhere in that range. And I would think that you would take some Avs money at that point. Even though we're headed back to Tampa Bay, Colorado's been very good on the road so far. I think a lot of it depends how this game looks. If Tampa's able to win a lower scoring game, but the Avalanche play downhill the whole game and Vasilevskiy stands on his head, I think you'll still see some Colorado money come in. If Tampa's able to play a game two, much like what St. Louis was able to do, and that's the one regulation loss you have for this Colorado team in the playoffs, where St. Louis outplayed them and kind of took what they learned in game one, was able to flip that on Colorado's head, and then Colorado had to adjust heading back to St. Louis, then I think that you could see that 125, 135 number. So I think you're in the right ballpark. I think it really depends on how tonight's game looks.
What would surprise you more, Colorado winning this series in five or Tampa Bay winning this series in six?
I would be shocked if Tampa wins in six. I think if they win in seven, most likely. I think 3-1 on Colorado in five makes a lot of sense here. I realize how good Tampa is, but I don't think that they have faced anyone like Colorado. When this team starts going downhill, when their defense starts really injecting themselves into the play, they are so hard to slow down. And the players that are taking shots are wildly talented. It's not like there's anyone on this third line that can't put the puck in the net. They've got, I believe it's 10 5-plus goal scorers heading into this series with just 14 games played in the playoffs. So the depth is also phenomenal from the Colorado side. I think it's Colorado in five. That's where I'm leading. But if Tampa wins, I think it's because they're able to get both games at home, and they're able to really just hold that home ice. I think it's been very tough for Tampa in Colorado.
By the way, boys, the latest splits as far as the handle and bets coming in from BetMGM and John Ewing, the total is six. Percentage of bets, 61% to the over. Handle, 66% to the over, which I like, Scott likes, because we're on the under six. Where are you on the total tonight?
I would lean under, but I'm not going to play it. I, again, that endgame scenario is what really scares me. I do think the under is the right side based on the flow of that first game. But, I'm worried that if this thing is 3-2, that we're going to see some empty netters. And I expect if you do have an empty net scenario, one of the two teams will score. And so that 3-2 score just keeps popping in my head in the game ending on 7 or 6.
Mm. Fair enough. Mike Somich, racingdudes.com. Nobody better when handicapping. Seidenberg was just telling me, he was talking about pick fours, pick fives.
Yeah,
the reason I bring that up is because, of course, the horizontals, that's your specialty, Mr. Somich. You want to give us a couple plays from Belmont Park today?
Yeah, man, it's a great day. It's a great time that you mentioned that. No one's hit the pick six at Belmont in 2 days, so we've got $250,000 seated in there, and no one hit the late pick five yesterday, so there's $291,000 sitting in that late pick five pool. Should get over $1.5 million today. The start of the pick five, race six, the one horse, Mason, is going to be a heavy favorite, but a very, very likely winner. It's the grade three poker, so really like Mason, the one horse in race six. And then in race seven, there's two horses that are coming out of a key allowance race at Keeneland. That was a 12-horse field. There's already been three horses that ran back and won. The winner of that race came back and in graded stakes and ran very good third. The one horse credit event and the four horse Merci are both coming back today in the seventh race at Belmont. So I'm going to start my pick fives out with the one in the sixth and the one in the four in the seventh.
And what Somich is talking about, when they don't, those that money carries over. So it carries over to the pool, and you're betting into a pool that wasn't hit the day before. So the pool just starts to grow. Remember, I mean, that's betting horse racing. It all goes into a big pot. You're betting against other bettors. So good luck today, my friend. Appreciate you, Mike Somich, racingdudes.com. You know what? Text me your pick for the whole one. I don't want to pay for it, okay? We'll talk to Thomas Gable. Thomas Gable's coming up next here on the Lombardi Line.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
All right. Thank you, Brent. King of Sportsbooks, that's BetMGM, of course. Unleash the spirit of Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. So every time you make a wager, redeemable for online bonuses, converted into comps at MGM Resorts nationwide. Again, it's a loyalty program. So just like your credit card, every time you make a play over at BetMGM, whether it be the website or the app, you're going to get points, and you can convert those points. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue, 21 years or older. We welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line. Scott Seidenberg in for Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. Of course, this is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We head out to Atlantic City and say hi to our partner, Thomas Gable. He runs the race and sports book there at the Borgata. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Scott, first time I've had the pleasure of being on a show with you, so looking forward to that. And Patrick, I'm sure your countdown is on now till your time off, which is coming up here shortly.
Yes.
Right?
Your
leave of absence. Leave of absence. I can't call it a vacation because the amount of time you take off is not a vacation.
I appreciate that, and I wish it could take more. The tears that were coming through your text early this morning, it really just it hit me in the feels when you said there at the Borgata, you got killed with the NBA Finals. Is that fair?
Yeah, it was not a good result for us at all. Game six there was not a good day. We certainly needed for the series. We needed Boston, so it was a big decision in the series for us with the Warriors winning. And then game six, we actually took the action was pretty balanced through the day, very balanced until about an hour, I'd say, before tip, and then took a six-figure bet on the Warriors money line, and a lot of other Warriors money started coming in there pretty late. And ended up being a big decision and just didn't go our way. So it turned out to be an expensive one for us there. But I know this is go back to when Michael was before his vacation. We talked about this, I believe it was game four there, when the Celtics really in that fourth quarter, when they had a 5-point lead there, and they failed to capitalize on that and put that game away. And we said at the time that that could really be the turning point of the series. And that turned out to be certainly to be the case, because the Warriors not only take that game and then come back and win the next two. And when you have a chance to put a team down 3-1 and not do it, especially a team like Golden State, who has the championship pedigree, and Boston with this team not really being in this position before, it's tough. So the momentum really shifted there in that fourth quarter of Game 4, I felt, and it ended up being going all Golden State the rest of the series.
Thomas, what's the golf handle like for you guys over there at the Borgata? You know, the U.S. Open hitting towards the third round here at Brookline. Rory McIlroy opened this thing up as the favorite, and here he is just one stroke off the lead right now.
Yeah, pretty good leaderboard right now. Morikawa up there tied for the lead at 5-under. He's actually right now, the updated prices, plus 450. McIlroy, as you mentioned, also plus 450. Rahm one shot back at 5-1 here. Then you have Scheffler only two back at 7-1. And then you have some other, you know, bigger names there. Still very much within striking distance with Burns, 2-under, 18-1. Fitzpatrick, who I like coming into this, he's 20-1 currently. You know, and then you look at some of these longer shots, guys that are right there, like Buckley, who's one shot off the lead, 50-1. And you say, well, geez, Rahm's 5-1, also one shot off the lead. But this is really when you see championship medal come in here, and guys who have been here before and have won majors. This is such a tough test for somebody who has not found themselves in this position, and that's really reflected in the odds. But you know, McIlroy is probably the worst case scenario for us right now to win. We're okay with Morikawa. We're okay with Rahm. The majority of our golf handle really comes from matchups. We take a lot of big money on the matchups, and so it's been good. You know, we had a lot of handle on them. We need Morikawa to pull through though in his matchup. That's a big decision for us coming up this weekend. He was paired up with Will Zalatoris, and we have some liability there on Zalatoris in that tournament matchup.
You know, it might be a cliche, but I've said championship medal 25 times today, and you just said it as well. But we were referencing it. You know, you can't really measure championship medal, but that's what the Warriors showed, and that's also what Tampa Bay showed coming back down 3-1 in Game 1. Now, they lose in overtime, but they are the champs back-to-back looking for a three-peat. Let's take a look at the number. Right around 150-ish on Colorado and 6 on the total tonight, Thomas.
Yeah, so let's start with the total here of 6, and this is what the total was in Game 1, and that was actually where our decision was for Game 1. A lot of people were taking the over, and so far today, that's also what we've seen. People are betting the over here, over 6. The Avalanche are getting bet. We needed the Avalanche in Game 1, believe it or not. People were taking the plus price there on the Lightning. I think some people were counting on the long layoff there for Colorado, maybe some rust. But the Avalanche, when you look at these two teams, I mean, the Avalanche is just so much faster. But as you said, Tampa showed, you know, why they're the two-time defending champions. And I really am hoping for a long series here between these two. It's such a fascinating dynamic with these two teams. So right now we have the Avs $1.60 today, and they are taking the majority of the money. Ticket count favors Tampa here ever so slightly, but the money right now is favoring the Avs.
What about these two teams in terms of the long-term liabilities? Did people hit on them early in the season? Colorado was a favorite really from the start of the season, and Tampa Bay is your defending two-time Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. Tampa was we have no liability really on Tampa in the futures market. We do have a small bit of liability on Colorado, nothing to write home about there. So right now the updated series price, Colorado laying 275 and Tampa take back 230. So the series, we aren't going to have much of a decision at all on the series, unlike the NBA finals there. But we'll just take this game by game, and we're hoping for a long series.
Not quite halfway. Thomas Gable, of course, joining us here on the Lombardi Line. Not quite halfway through the baseball season. However, I ask you, TG, how's the handle been so far?
Really good. We've gotten off to a really strong start with MLB. The hold's been pretty good. And we seem to have weathered, you know, a couple storms because as you know, the local teams here with the Mets and Yankees mm-hmm. and the Phillies, you know, especially that latest Phillies run that they've been on since Girardi was dismissed. People were really piling on when they were on that run, and we got a little bit of it back. I think it was last Sunday when they lost that game. But the Yankees, they're just incredible this year. They really have been, and they already get bet here just due to our vicinity to New York. So. A lot of liability on the Yankees for the World Series and the Mets, but that happens every year. But this could be the year that we could be bitten by that.
And Aaron Judge to win the American League Most Valuable Player. I mean, he's down to what, like even money? Yeah. Maybe even minus 110?
Plus 140 a couple days ago. Yeah. I mean, he's insane. His numbers. You got any liability there, Thomas?
Yeah, we do. We do. If he stays healthy, he's been on such a tear. We do have some liability on Judge in the futures market there for MVP.
You know, he cries all the time, Scott, but you heard what he said. He said he got killed in the NBA Finals. He probably won out through the regular season and won out through the postseason. And mm-hmm. then he just said his handle's ridiculous when it comes to Major League Baseball. Yeah. It's checks and balances. You understand?
Yeah, he's hoping for a Blue Jays win today.
he absolutely is. And yes, Thomas, I don't have children, but I will take paternity leave in July. Just for you. Hey, you got UFC tonight as well. It's going to be a busy day there at the Borgata.
UFC on ESPN today, so yeah, it'll be a nice day. And I hope Bill AD has already approved your leave. Is that already official?
It's in the contract, bro. Trust me, we've all got right. those T's crossed and the dotted I's, my friend. Okay, enjoy the day. I'm sorry about your loss in the finals. You're going to be just fine, Thomas Gable, director of race and sportsbook there at the Borgata. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there he goes.
Lights are staying on over there.
Yeah, I think they're just fine. Yeah. It's so the bookmakers, they bitch all the time when they have a losing day, but then you take a look, you pull back and you take a look at the 30-day and they kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what they do. Hey, by the way, we might be in agreement in lockstep with a game in Baltimore. What everybody's waiting for today, Rays Orioles. We'll come back with that and more on a loaded slate in Major League Baseball. That's coming up next. Scott's on air on Twitter. We're at VSiN Live on Twitter. You want to give us a follow? It is, of course, the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, First Bet wants you to get in on all the horse racing action. Sign up today with the promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. And when you do, use the bonus code VEGAS1000. Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. I'm Patrick Maher. He, of course, is Scott Seidenberg, sitting in for Michael Lombardi, who's hanging out with Hemingway down in... he's down in Key West taking pictures with Mr. Hemingway. The hey, Fem, who are you on with today? Is it Wes? Oh, Wes. Perfect for U.S. Open, of course.
Yeah.
Day three there at the golf course, Brookline, Massachusetts, U.S. Open. You were just talking about Scheffler, who's won back. The world's number one. You can get a pretty good price on him.
Yeah, it's like 750 or 8-1 right now to win this thing. And it's crazy because, yeah, I know Morikawa and Rory are up there as the favorites, but and Jon Rahm as well. But no one's had a better 2022 than Scottie Scheffler.
No, he's been incredible. If you told me a year ago that Scottie Scheffler would be the world's number one, I'd say you're a drunk. And now he soberly is the world's number one. Okay, you were just discussing during the break, Mr. Seidenberg, you're talking yourself into a bet, which sometimes can be dangerous. But let's go through the thought process here in Major League Baseball. What's the bet you're talking yourself into?
So every day, if you guys follow me on Twitter, at Scott's On Air, post a baseball play of the day. It's my top play of the day. I release it, for VSiN subscribers on the Daily Best Bets page first, as well as my full baseball card every single day online on VSiN.com. But the play of the day is something I've been doing for a couple of years now on Twitter, releasing this, and it's been pretty good so far. 45, okay. 26, and 1 on the season.
That's better than pretty good, my friend.
Yeah, so we're like 63% or so on the year. And that's kind of, I'm a little lower than that in my overall card. I'm about 60.4% on the season. So it's been a good baseball season. So last night, when I started handicapping today's board, I looked at the Yankees and the Blue Jays. And you have Alek Manoah pitching at home, which is always a sign to bet the Blue Jays, right? Mm-hmm. And the Blue Jays are minus 135, minus 130 favorites in this game over the Yankees. I don't know if I could bet against the Yankees. I've done it before, and it just doesn't work out. So how am I going to play this game while backing Alek Manoah, who I absolutely love? And just to reiterate the stats I gave earlier on the show, Alek Manoah at home this year, as good as he's been overall his numbers, he's 8-1 with a 1.67 ERA. With all due respect to Justin Verlander and Shane McClanahan, this is your American League Cy Young winner right now, and Alek Manoah. At home this year, he has been better than his overall numbers. He's 5-0 with a 1.55 ERA, but this is what's most impressive. Opponent's batting average at the Rogers Center against Alek Manoah this year, 171.
That's dumb.
That means that no one's getting a hit off this kid. Now, I know it's the Yankees lineup, and it's going to be obviously much tougher, so I don't want to just bet on the Blue Jays. Last time, his first start of the season, Manoah faced the Yankees. That was back on April 11th, so it was a long time ago. 6 shutout innings, only allowed 1 hit. Obviously, a lot has changed since then, but Manoah's still dominant. Jameson Taillon's been great as well this season, not as good as Manoah. My play here is going to be on the first 5 under. It's 4.5 right now, juiced at minus 125. I don't see the Yankees scoring against Alek Manoah. Maybe 1 run, if that, in the first 5 innings. And as long as Taillon doesn't allow 3 runs or so, I think we should be good here for the first 5 under. Many people look at both of these teams' lineups, Patrick, and think that they're over teams. But in the first 5, both these teams are 55% to the under so far this season. And it's because of how good the starting pitching has been, especially for the New York Yankees and for a guy like Alek Manoah. So I'll go with the first 5 innings under 4.5 for the Yankees and the Blue Jays. That's my process. I've been talking myself into to bet on Alek Manoah without betting against the New York Yankees.
You don't want to fade your boys. By the way, the Yankees overall this year, 34-29-1 to the under. You know, for a new bettor, that might not make a ton of sense with how great the offense. Remember, those numbers are baked in. So 8.5 on the total, plus 118. I asked Scott earlier, how often are you getting plus money on the Yankees this year? It just doesn't happen.
And you had it last week, Yankees and Rays. It was Shane McClanahan against Nestor Cortez, and I'm like, Reyes, McClanahan all day, and the Yankees tag him for four runs in the first five innings.
Speaking of the Rays, can I talk you into a gross one here, Mr. Seidenberg? This is a weird one because the Rays and Orioles, not very good offenses, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey Springs on the bump for the Rays, who's pitched to a 1.45 ERA this year. However, if you take a look and you were looking, digging deeper into his numbers, expected ERA is closer to 3. Some of the numbers don't add up to that 145 as far as the ERA. You go with the Orioles. Here's the thing about the Orioles. They beat the Rays last night 1-0, which isn't going to make a ton of sense because I'm going over 8. I bet it over 8 this morning, by the way. It's now 8.5. I'll still go over. The Orioles, prior to last night, 22 runs over their last 3 games. So their bats are starting to wake up a little bit here, Scott, and specifically against lefties. On base, slugging, the numbers have been tremendous in the month of June for this Oriole team. Tampa Bay's bullpen, which may surprise some, although it's hard to measure a Kevin Cash bullpen, but just middle of the pack so far this season. And then Baltimore, Kyle Bradish, a 6.86 ERA this year. Monday, 9 hits, 5 earned, and 4 1/3 against Toronto. He's allowed 20 runs over his last 5 starts. It seems odd because these are two pretty anemic offenses, but I bet over 8. It's now up to 8.5. You're going to get plus 105 if you do bet the over. I just think a little misleading. Mm-hmm. The Orioles do mash against lefties. You know, it's a team that's 500. It's 29-37 overall, 12-12 against lefties this year. And I mentioned their numbers in the month of June have been tremendous. The Orioles' bats are starting to wake up a little bit here. I like the over. Preferred it at 8. We'll go 8.5 plus juice on the over.
So I thought about this, as you mentioned it to me earlier, and I was considering, you know, who do you think Tampa wins this game?
Yes.
Okay. So if you think Tampa wins this game, the over's the play. Because I thought about an Orioles team total.
A correlation there with the favorite to the over. By the way, yeah. Tampa, just to answer, open 165, have been bet down to 155. Sorry, okay. Go ahead.
Because I thought about maybe an Orioles team total of over 3.5. Thinking, hey, you know, listen, you can just bank on them to score 4 runs, and that's, you know, take it home. But if you think the Rays are going to win, and I think the Orioles are going to score 4 runs, then we're going to get a 5-4 game. This thing's going over, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the philosophy there. I'm interested in maybe the first 5 total. So
okay,
it's at 8.5 for the game, which I would assume you're getting 4.5 for the first half. And the Orioles this year, 35-28-1 to the over in the first 5 this season. Goes to show you just how weak their starting pitching mm-hmm. has been, which is interesting because early in the year, Camden Yards was playing to an under factor because mm-hmm. of the way they move left field back and raise the wall as well, making it almost impossible to hit home runs to left field. But I do kind of like where you're leaning with this, and I will give it my stamp of approval.
Well, thank you. you've blessed me, Mr. Yeah. Seidenberg. I appreciate it. It's nice to be in your presence. Yeah. You're right about the 4. 115 to the over, first 5, Tampa and Baltimore.
And it's at 4 or 4.5?
Yep, it's 4.
Then I like the over first 5.
There it is. And I like the over full game 8 this morning. Like I mentioned, 8.5 with plus juice on the over. And I do think you're getting a Riley Green discount today in Detroit. Take a look at the number. And again, Hearn's not great for the Rangers, but they open 133. I got a couple of shops closer to 117, 120. This Tiger team, you got to fade this team. Over the last 4, they've scored 2 runs. Their offense is historically bad. I mentioned it earlier. The Tigers have scored 169 runs this year. The Mets have scored 337. They're batting 219 as a team. The Detroit, and this was a team that was supposed to rake this year. They've been horrible. You watched last night. Their at-bats are disgusting. They're swinging at everything. And again, Riley Green, who's a top prospect in baseball, he's going to make his debut for the Tigers today. I know it sounds weird, but I think that's pushing the number down a little bit. I think the Rangers 123. This is really just about to fade the Tiger spot for me.
Yeah, I was staying away from this game. I want no part of both of these teams. I've been burned in this series in the first 2 games on the wrong side both times, so I'm going to stay away from this series. I'm very curious about the Phillies and Nationals today. Phillies are heavily favored. It's Aaron Nola on the hill against Josiah Gray. Total's at 8.5. I'm curious about the under, and I'll tell you right now, if this game was 3 hours earlier, I would bet the under. Why? Both of these teams played a doubleheader yesterday. Doubleheaders mess with players' routines and schedules. And anytime there is a day game after a doubleheader, I hammer the under.
Great angle.
This is a day game, but it's a late afternoon game. It's a 4:35 start in D.C. It's not a 1:35 start. Like, if it was a 1 o'clock start, I'd be all over the under here. I still lean under with these two teams being thrown off of their rhythm here on a Saturday.
Can you fix Patrick Corbin?
No one can.
What the hell happened? Too many innings in that World Series run? That can't be it.
I mean, well, you're not surrounded yourself with pitchers like Scherzer and Strasburg, and I don't know.
But he might be the worst pitcher in baseball.
Probably. Well, Yoan Adonis.
Okay, well, that's your boy.
Yeah, that's my boy.
That is your boy.
I was so happy when they recalled him to start the first game of the doubleheader. This was Christmas morning for me when the Nationals made the announcement that because of the new rules, you're allowed to bring a 27th player up for a doubleheader. And they're like, we're recalling Yoan Adone to start game one. I'm like, Phillies first. Five.
However, you are Jewish, so you don't really care about Christmas, do you?
No, but it's still fun.
Facts. Christmas is fun. That's facts. Thank you, Scott. Nice to work with you, buddy.
Always.
Okay, Femi and, of course, Wes Reynolds coming up next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.